Whoa, Bird, cut it.
What are we cutting for?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Duke here. We thought it would be disrespectful before we started the show not to have a moment of silence for the Florida Gator fans out there in the world. So please, if you would like to celebrate, take this hat off, please enjoy us with a moment of silence. All right, Bird, hit it.
Welcome back, Tennessee Fan Talk, where stats meet and swagger. And of course, we're talking about the Duke. Ball Nation gets its voice. You got Bird, you got the Duke. We have a special guest that we'll bring on after the intro. Today, we're breaking down Joey Aguilar's early season command, Tennessee's week two fireworks, and the looming upcoming SEC clash with Georgia. Buckle up! This one's got playoff implications written all over it.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk, where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm, bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey, Tennessee fans. Welcome back, Tennessee Fan Talk. Another week. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for keeping up. This week, Bird and the Duke have a guest, as always, before, because we have to do it beforehand. We don't like it gloating afterwards. Is our resident Georgia fan. You've got Franklin in the house.
What's up, kids?
We have a few things to talk about. And while we did give Florida their much-needed little prayer there for a second so that, everyone can think about how Billy's going to be fired after this season, I have to give a shout-out to Tennessee's little brother, Vanderbilt Commodores, for coming back and playing a amazing second half, 32 unanswered points against the Hokies.
I was pulling for the Hokies, of course, as always.
I wanted to see little Pavia had a game, and he did. He had a game.
I hate everyone other than Tennessee. You know this.
I mean, the absolute breadbasket drop at the goal line from 50 yards away or whatever the pass was. Insane.
I watched more of that game than I did the Tennessee game because I watched zero snaps of the Tennessee football game. Zero.
Yeah. I wanted to watch zero snaps of the Georgia game.
That was got a little hairy.
It's awful.
It had some. Kirby's known for that. His first crappy to, just like, we're not going to. Now I'm glad y'all got all that crap out your system because it's game time now.
Selling a little hope to the folks up there in Clarksville.
Yeah. It's hard riding through there through the week. Throwing mustard bottles at you. It's terrible.
We're going to go into a couple segments for this week. Segment one, we're going to talk about a QB spotlight. We don't have a lot to go on. A little bit of Stockton's numbers. Or appearance of what he had last year. Aguilar, the same thing with just what he had last year in a different conference. We don't have much to go on this year, especially with Georgia, because Tennessee has at least played a team with a pulse, where Georgia has not. Breaking them down.
Marshall, there's a whole movie wrote about him.
That's also disrespectful. Talking, they still haven't got over that plane crash. Talk about the actual death penalty that SMU had as a football program. No, Marshall had the real death penalty. They were all dead.
How many years did it
take?
There's
a couple injured kids.
I don't know. Ask Matthew McConaughey. He knows.
He'll be on the Texas sideline. You can ask him.
I mean, Matthew McConaughey has been a head football coach of a team that died in a plane crash. Marshall, he was also had AIDS in a Dallas Buyers Club.
Man. He's a stoner in one movie.
Yep.
All right. Yes, where he's known for everything. Aguilar, these two guys are similar in a couple ways. Aguilar, 535 passing yards for the throughout this season, 417 for Gunner, but to where they kind of make up the difference is Aguilar doesn't have a lot of running. Stockton has 86 running yards and 2 touchdowns, both of them turnover free. Aguilar with a little better of a passing rating at 133.3. He's been great through the air. Stockton with the dynamic ground threat and Aguilar has done well, in my opinion, with the up tempo.
Hell, he's only played 6 quarters.
You know, I still think he needs to work on some of those shorter passes and getting the ball down a little bit, because Georgia will, you know, they're watching the tape on that, and that is something that they're going to be looking for. Hey, when they run it out here and they throw it out on the flat, just go get it, because it's going to be overthrown. Get behind the receiver. Maybe the only time you're really taught to get behind the receiver, jump up and get it when he misses it. Thoughts on Gunner from our without barking. I mean, no barking.
He doesn't have his khakis on, so he can't bark.
I just don't know what to do if I'm not barking. But I mean, the man spent his NIL money on cows.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, he drives like a 1999 or 1990 F-150 and holds every passing record in the state of Georgia.
But I'd be more worried if he spent all his money on goats.
Goats.
No, that's just normal. No, part of Georgia he's from is where they film Deliverance at, so you don't have to worry about any of that. So, but no, I mean, he played well against Notre Dame. He played well against Texas, but you can't really see anything with what he's done so far this year against, right, you know, who we've played. And, you know, we also have Mike Bobo as a play caller, so we know it's going to be run, pass every single play. So it's not
run. So, like there's
very 1997 of him.
Yeah, it's very like Tecno Bowl, like his play call.
Bo Jackson.
Yeah, on occasion we might get a screen or something instead of a run on the second play, but
which is just like a proxy run, is a bubble screen. That's a proxy run.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see what he can do in front of a, you know, Knoxville, but we'll just have to see. I mean, his strengths and his, you know, running. He's a dual threat.
But he is most certainly a dual threat.
Is he a reincarnation of Stetson Bennett?
He is. I pray to God he's a reincarnation of Quavius Bennett the 4th, you know.
Is he a little taller? Because if I remember correctly, Stetson Bennett was pretty short. He was the mailman, correct?
He was the mailman. And
just
he
like Carl Malone.
Yeah, maybe Aguilera's hurt Jordan. We can't beat him. But, you know, he was still an inch taller than Bryce Young. You know, he can see over the line a little bit.
With cleats.
Yeah, with Bryce cleats.
Young, Bryce Young with cleats.
Bryce Young with cleats. And the 2-inch lifts in his shoes like Vin Diesel wears.
Yep.
Tennessee absolutely dismantled ETSU, which is why we didn't even talk about it last week on the show. It was like let's absolutely killed it. Most points that the Vols scored in the game since 1929. And of course, they couldn't hold the weekly record because Alabama had to score one more.
I don't care about that.
Seven.
I mean, y'all made Cade dirty.
Seven passing touchdowns, seven rushing touchdowns. Aguilar, 288 yards, two touchdowns, three takeaways, two sacks.
I'm laughing because you said, oh, it's a Russian touchdown.
Russia touchdown. It's a Russia touchdown. The Vols are now 2-0, ranked, what are they, are they up to 15?
15th. Which, and the AP poll is kind of like, have you ever seen the TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's like where they keep points, but the score doesn't matter. That's what the AP poll is. It's like where they keep score, but the points don't matter.
Ding, 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 ding.
It doesn't matter until the college football playoff poll comes out. I mean, the AP poll is dying slowly. Who gives a crap?
So ESPN, speaking of the poll, ESPN's FPI gives Tennessee.
What does that stand for? I probably should know, but I have no idea.
Football Power Index.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
50. Like how many blue stars?
50. Yeah. 53.2% chance to make it to the college football playoff right now.
Yeah.
As far as SEC power rankings go, Georgia is still sitting at 3, I think. Tennessee has moved up into the 5th spot.
Oh.
Cool. Yeah. Florida dropped 4.
Are they going to fire Sunbelt Billy halfway through the season or all the way to the end of the season? Are they going to wait?
For me, you would think it would have happened. If it was going to happen, it should have happened like Saturday night.
Pulled a Lane Kiffin and left him on the tarmac
and yeah,
like Alabama did?
Yeah, just get out of there.
I don't want him fired. I want him to be there the next 20 years.
Sure, don't we all?
Yeah.
He could very well go beat LSU this week and all is forgiven.
I mean, he's 20-20, right? And they fired Dan Mullen, and he was 31-9.
Speaking of Dan Mullen, I'm sitting here waiting on someone to bring this up.
I know the segue you're going with this.
You straight up took it to where since we came off quarterbacks, you bring in Dan Mullen, UNLV going to. Does UCLA play at the Rose Bowl Stadium weekly?
Yeah, that's their home stadium.
Yeah. You know, holds 20-some-odd thousand people, right?
I mean, you would think so, but I think it actually holds like 75. Well, but only 20 attend.
Yeah, there was more people at a Vandy game rooting for Vandy than there was for UCLA. And Nico, I'm Olivia, left the field with a loss. And an interception at the end. It was great.
You would think that UNLV would be really good if they could get Hugh Freeze as their head coach. Since they're in Las Vegas, and there's a lot of escort services in Las Vegas.
It's only legal outside of the city limits. Don't ask
me. Well, they can just do it in Reno, right? I mean, yeah. you don't think that Hugh Freeze wouldn't have a corporate account at the Bunny Ranch? You're wrong.
Put it on his tab. Put it on my company card. Put that on my company card.
Put it on the tab. We'll expense it later.
There's a satellite location in the locker room.
You can fundraise for that locker expansion. It's for your team and my team. My personal team.
But we just need to leave Nico alone. He knows he's screwed up. He's going to make more money than all of us. He's not going to be very good in the NFL. Who cares?
NFL?
I mean,
high hopes.
It's kind of like Jamarcus Russell. is he going to get signed by the Raiders? And then, you know.
He ain't going to be a number one draft pick.
No.
No.
Unless or what's going to happen, he's going to transfer back to Florida next year and then come back and haunt us and beat us. I could see that happening, too.
That would be some definite Tennessee crap right there.
You want to talk about pageantry? Like, all talk about some any kind of publicity. It's good pub, bad pub, good pub, don't matter. We would be all over if he transfers back to the SEC Vanderbilt. That'd be funny, too.
That would be funny. Hey, Pavia's only got this year left of, you know, which he had to sue for.
He fought for it.
So, who takes the snaps next year? Wow.
You heard it here first, folks.
Wow.
He'll go to Kentucky where quarterbacks go to.
Oh, that would be funny too.
That would be funny because we'd have to call him up. You know, Tennessee's good about getting quarterback.
Well,
numbers.
we don't know who we're going to play next year, so we don't know who the. All right, Franklin. Who is Georgia's three teams they play next year?
That's a damn good question. Obviously, Florida, Auburn, and
Yeah, that's we could like Tennessee. We could get our two easily too, yeah. But the third one.
Who's the third?
I mean, they try to force Texas or somebody from over there on it, but
I thought LSU was kind of somewhat. I thought LSU was never mind. I was thinking Florida. Sorry, sorry. That was not disrespectful. I promise. I forgot.
It's okay. The Cajun people don't understand anyway. But like, I'd rather it be Tennessee, honestly, because that's closer from where I grew up at.
Sure,
that was rivalry. But South Carolina could be another one too. But like, nobody is a rival to South Carolina. Like, I don't know who.
Clemson.
Well, in the SEC.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they don't.
They'll have Clemson in the SEC.
Nobody likes to play with a bunch of cocks, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Cocktober, though. Sellers is doing good this year.
Cocktober in the cockpit.
Okay. Listen. It's rated R. It's fine.
No, that's legitimately, that's what they call their student section is, the cockpit. I've seen it.
Yep, it's not the Taco Bell student section when it comes to William Bryce.
It's sponsored by Chip and Dale's, but who knows?
They should go play UNLV next year. Expanded Bunny Ranch cockpit. It'll be a good time.
Says all the makings of college football being on HBO.
After dark, though.
HBO After Dark.
With that one, we're going to go to a little bit of sponsorship money messages. And when we get back, we're going to have that Georgia preview along with a couple other ones that's actually worth talking about in the SEC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
It's been since Josh Dobbs, 8 years ago. Eight stinking years ago since Tennessee.
The Dobnail boot, folks.
With the Dobnail boot. Since everyone was excited and then they weren't in Athens. So, we got to talk about the Georgia preview. We got to talk about a couple of the other ones across the SEC. Saturday, number 3, number 15, 3:30. Of course, College Game Day will be there. Stakes, massive. Georgia, even lower again. Franklin and I actually talked earlier today. It was at 4.5, now to 3.5 points.
What are you talking? I just saw it at 6.5.
That's what it opened at.
Oh, that's what it opened at? Oh, so, okay. So what does Vegas know that we don't?
ESPN model gives Tennessee a 51.5% chance to win. Franklin had it right on. He said if it drops below this 4.5, it's just a, we don't know.
It's a pick'em. You know, Kirby likes being the underdog.
That's my conspiracy. That's my conspiracy theory, is they have it set at that, and that gives us to the point that if we lose, we're unranked immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They'll put Vandy in front of us.
They'll put
South Florida in front of
us. I mean, at this point, they have the best resume in the nation right now. At this point,
Boise State and Florida. So,
Let's roll around the SEC, Wisconsin, Alabama. That would be great if Wisconsin beat them. It's not going to happen.
Go cheese curds.
But it would be great. Oklahoma, Temple, we're not going to talk about. South Alabama and Auburn, what the heck. Raging Cajuns at Missouri. UTEP and Texas, what in the world? I thought we were over the cupcake times. Here we go. Arkansas, Ole Miss. Let's go Rebels.
Oh, the Lane Train's coming through on that.
So that's you know how we were kind of discussing last week, me and you, Bird, that Dabo Swinney to Alabama is John Gruden to Tennessee?
Yes.
Well, Lane Kiffin is our same way the Florida fans. Everybody thinks Lane Kiffin's going to Florida.
It's because he is.
Oh, you think so?
100%.
I mean, Joey Freshwater could make some moves down there in Gainesville.
100%, which is why he held out.
Oh, that you heard it here first. That's a Bird stamp of approval.
That's why he held out on signing his contract when it was re-up time. He was waiting to see if Florida was going to make the call.
Or Alabama. I'm going to go Arkansas.
Really?
Ole Miss did not look good against Kentucky last week.
And that is because, for some reason, Miss Piggy, Mr. Piggy, Mark Stoops, whatever, Miss Piggy's daddy.
So he should be the head coach at Arkansas,
he has his card. For some reason, every game for the past 3-4 years has been decided within one score between those two.
Stoops has to be sponsored by some sort of blood pressure medicine, right? Because when he gets mad, his face gets so red.
I thought he took over for Wilford Brimley about diabetes.
That would be... You're right.
Diabetes.
Do you have diabetes?
Diabetes. Eastern Michigan, Kentucky, Florida, LSU.
Where's
it at?
It's at LSU.
What time's kickoff?
7:30 p.m. Eastern.
LSU. Florida has no chance.
LSU all day long.
Yep. Florida's going to be spitting on people, throwing shoes. It's going to get wild.
Going to watch out for the Nutri-Rat getting thrown around.
Texas A&M, Notre Dame in South Bend, 7:30 NBC. I don't know because I don't know anything about Notre Dame. They're 0-1.
Yeah, they got beat by, they should be 1-1, right?
0-1.
Yeah.
They had the week off last week already?
0-1.
NBC's not paying that money.
I mean, this is going to piss a lot of people off, and people don't think I know what I'm talking about. I'm always in the camp of, I always think Notre Dame's overrated. I always think they're overrated.
Yeah.
I think A&M smokes them.
Let's go. Let's go, A&M. I'm with you on that. I do, too.
I am, too. Elko's a good coach.
I do agree. Elko is a very good coach.
I didn't think so his first year in, but...
He's very old school.
Yes. And then I watch the SEC thing on Netflix and totally changed my mind.
He's probably got a kid on the sideline he calls radio. That's how old school he is.
Vanderbilt at South Carolina, 7:45 Eastern. You know how crazy Sandstorm's going to be and all the towels and all the blah, 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 blah. Can Diego Pavia and company go in there and take care of business? I'm going to go no.
That's a hard no. It's Cocktober over there, man. I don't care if it's September.
It's always Cocktober in Columbia, right? I think, besides Lenore Sellers, I think South Carolina stinks. Other than Lenore Sellers, that South Carolina stinks. I also hate Shane Beamer. Hate him. But I also hate Diego Pavia. So, I'm hoping there's an earthquake. And
nobody wins.
And the game doesn't get played.
And
nobody. Or more of a hurricane in that side of the world, but you know what I mean. I'm not picking that game because I hate Diego Pavia because I think he's an arrogant dummy.
He's very, but hey.
He's got the Napoleon complex, if you know what I mean.
Yep, so he put Vanderbilt back on the map. I'm so waiting on a map joke from one of you guys.
Was it flat?
It's like, is there a stadium to have on the map over there? I mean, they're still under construction. Year 32.
I thought they were done with it.
I thought they were too.
I don't know. I don't go down there. It scares me. I don't go to that part of town. Bunch of college kids.
On to the most important part of it. Georgia won the last 8 straight in the series, all by double digits.
Yeah.
Gunnar Stockton makes his first road start, and Georgia's O-line potentially a little banged up.
Sanders going to play? Do we know?
Tennessee's defense will be without McCoy still, which they really thought he was going to be in for that one. Ricky Gibson gone. But Colton Hood looked good last week, and they say that Ty Redmond is stepping up. I don't remember hearing his name being called much last week. So, keys to the game. What you got, Franklin, for a Georgia victory? What must they do?
Gunnar Stockton has seen the middle of the field because the entire last game, he looks to the right, he looks to the left, and they're wide open running.
Boy's eyes cock like a pistol.
Yeah, he's looking like he's got some kind of birth defect, looking out to the left and right. Not
you mean a lazy eye?
He's got two.
Walleye.
Just towards the middle, everywhere else he can see. But our defense has done good the past 2 games. So as long as our defense stays strong and, you know, that game doesn't go where we're in a shootout, we're screwed. But if we can keep it low scoring like it's been the past couple of years, I think we're in good shape. So
give us a score.
Score, it's going to be different this year. It's going to be single digits, 23-14, Georgia.
Oh. Okay. Hey, a lot of people are, if we don't win, that's improvement. I'll take improvement because the Duke and I both picked this as a loss not 2 weeks ago.
And considering that we're supposed to be in a quote-unquote rebuilding year, I'm way ahead of schedule in my mind. from what everybody thought we were going to be at.
Tennessee's keys to the game. Aguilar cannot start throwing turnovers. He threw 18 last year. He's good so far against the competition level that he's played. He cannot make stupid decisions because Georgia will absolutely kill him on it.
I can handle one or two.
So he must stay turnover free, and they got to get a quick start. Georgia is very well known to play very strong in the second half of the game. Tennessee has to get out early.
I think we did that
last year
with Hendon Hook. Yeah, and we still got the doors.
We did. They couldn't play 4 quarters. Defense couldn't get off the field. They were tired. I think we went into the locker room at halftime and then came out and got, we were ahead and then got blown away.
I'm talking about, I think it was Hendon Hooker's year where Jalen Wright started the game with the handoff. Maybe it's Joe Milton's year. First play of the game, we hand off, run, touchdown, bam, up 7-0, then we got the doors blown off of.
That's the year y'all were calling Stetson, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was 2 seasons ago, right?
So, then it would have been Joe Milton.
Joe throw ball far. Tennessee's front 7 have to be a factor. Stockton can run, but they need, if they can contain him to where he can't see the middle of the field.
Make him stand on his tippy toes.
And get in and just keep him pinned up. They have to do it. And Nealon, they've got to be loud.
You got to tell them folks that.
They gotta
especially
be,
after they got that new concourse built they, over there.
They
no
got to be
Pete
loud.
Troughs.
If Tennessee is able to put together a little bit of everything, and play all around football and play stinking 4 quarters. I agree with that 50% chance. My battered ball syndrome says not a chance in hell. My battered ball syndrome says 35-14.
That's what you say? Is that it?
Yeah.
So I was kind of on the same way.
I think we could put up 30 points in the first half. And then we put up 0.
You're winning.
We could put up 0. You're
and
exactly.
Then we put up 0 in the second half.
Hypothetically speaking, that could happen in any football game, folks. Just saying.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. Hypo. Okay. But so, like, the problem that I'm having, and I hate this, is, like, when I start watching these other people, like, on YouTube, they're like, oh, Tennessee has a chance. So it starts building up hope on the inside of me, right? And then my, it's like my hope. I got hope on one shoulder, and I got battered ball syndrome on the other shoulder. Like the angels talking in my ears.
Like a Simpsons show.
Angel and the devils, right? I wouldn't be shocked if we blew the doors off of Georgia. I wouldn't be shocked if we beat them by three. I kind of hope that happens, but I'm not going to say it's going to happen for my own sanity. 28-14. There's your final. Kirby Smart has some way figured out Heupel's offense and nobody else has. And I don't think it's that hard. But
stop the run. If he stops the run, then he puts it on Aguilera's shoulders, and that's where it's going to come down to, is if Georgia can stop the run.
So what you're saying is they're going to stack the box and then say, throw it?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to say,
beat us. Well, Mike Matthews has made some big strides in my book to be a downfield threat kind of fellow. Yep.
Brazel is their leading receiver.
Yeah, and I mean, he's got butterfingers. He looks like Calvin Ridley for the Titans yesterday.
Speaking of butterfingers, I was so fixed to say that. How many times do you lay it in someone's hand and they just...
I need a little Giants glue.
Looking like the Replacements to stick them.
Yeah.
It's
a great movie, by the way.
That blew my... I did not watch the game until right at the very end right there, and I was like, oh, they have a chance they could come back, tie this thing up with a two-point conversion. It's not going to happen, but, you know, let's just see what they do. miss. Was it three in a row?
I think he dropped five balls yesterday.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
That's the way it goes.
If Tennessee can pull off a big win this weekend, they don't just break the horrible streak. They become a playoff potential front runner. And then everybody's gunning for them, and then we lose to
Mississippi State,
Mississippi
or Arkansas.
Oklahoma.
Do y'all tear the goalpost down if you win tomorrow, though?
No. I don't think so. I mean, no disrespect. I don't consider Georgia
it's
a
not
rival.
The same.
Right.
Georgia's not like an annual rival for us.
I think
and
if
we
beat
be for you all either.
If we beat Florida in the swamp, we should tear their goalpost down.
And then just pay the fine. Sorry.
Just pay,
Sorry for your luck.
Yeah.
Huh.
Just put it on Billy's tab.
Just take that off Billy's buyout. We'll pay that.
Sure, yeah. That's 70 mil.
That one's.
No, that's not 70. That's DeBose 70 mil. So I don't know what Billy's is.
I think they're still paying that guy that slept with Sharks for his buyout back in 11, like McElwain.
Yeah, McElwain, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they've still got money off his.
Well, Tennessee,
for all I know, Tennessee's still paying Butch Jones, for all I know.
Lord, I hope not.
That's why Arkansas State got that new locker room. Right.
And it got tore up by Arkansas last week.
I mean, Sam Pittman's got to get excited about something.
He probably gets excited for fried bologna. He's like that kind of guy.
Him and Mark Stoops over there.
Yeah, Mark Stoops is more of a potted meat kind of guy.
25 cent, give me some armor, potted meat.
He's the kind of guy that's pinching pennies. He's getting saltines. He's not getting captain's wafers.
He's going to get in 2 years doing spam.
He probably gets it for free since Kroger, since he plays in a grocery store. Yeah. Spam, you're right. He could be a spam guy, too, for sure.
We ain't got that. We can't. Not too much longer before we get some sort of weird sponsor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've already got the Food City for Thompson Bowling. That's an epitome. I mean, well, they're going to start having gas prices out front in Neyland before I know it.
Get Weichels to sponsor Knoxville.
No, it's Pilot, guys. That's the Haslam.
That's right. Got the Haslams out there.
Weichels is one of the worst gas stations. No disrespect.
They got these little sausage balls that are disgusting.
Their gas is always the highest, and they get you with the be a member price. Oh, here's your normal price. I hate that crap.
Oh,
like gas price.
Yeah. Just give me what the dude across the street's giving me without.
Yeah, give me what Mr. Patel's got across the street.
That's all for this week's Tennessee Fan Talk. We got Aguilar rising. Neyland's going to be roaring. And Georgia's coming. That was good timing. Don't forget to subscribe, share the podcast. Let us know, is this the year Tennessee flips the script? Until next time, keep it orange, keep it loud, keep believing. Go Vols.
Go Dogs.
Get it. I'm waiting on a bark.
Where's the dog catcher?
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save.